the readings of today, especially the propers of the Mass of today, reflect the place in the spiritual life of the Church and of her own spiritual life that the saint of today has. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus of the Holy Face, born Therese Martin, the daughter of two saints, Saint Louis and Celie Martin, whose tomb many of us here have visited together a few years ago and rejoice greatly in praying at the relics. And after Mass today, I will bless you with the relic of Saint Therese, the first class relic. She was born in a little town, Alençon, in France. And later on, after her mother died when she was 4, the father, perhaps because he could not stand the grief of being in the same place as the mother had been, and this happens to some people. Some people wish to go away from the familiar places. Other people wish to stay in the familiar places. Each one different, according to their own psychological makeup. And so he moved to Lisieux. Now the mother, of course, had several daughters. 5 of them were nuns, 4 Carmelites, and 1 visitation nun. And not only is Saint Therese raised to the honors of the altar, but the visitation one is already on the way to being beatified, as well as the others. So it's truly a family of saints. I wonder what they would do in the world of today. Nevertheless, their world was not so great. France was distraught by wars and seditions, by the Freemasons and the beginnings of modernism, which were going to destroy a lot of the church and a lot of the faith. Nevertheless, they're a family of saints. Her mother used to make the most wonderful lace, which one can see in their home in Lisieux. And the oldest daughter, who took the place of the mother when the mother died, she entered the Carmel there at Lisieux. And then after her, the second daughter, and eventually all, including Saint Therese herself. At the age of 10, she fell very, very seriously ill, and no one could possibly tell what on earth was wrong with her. And probably it was just the sadness of seeing all her mothers disappear, her birth mother, her second, her oldest sister, her second sister, and now she was really distraught. And then, of course, there was a spiritual reason for this illness. Nothing could heal her. The doctors could not heal her. It was beyond their power. And then as she was almost half dead in her bed, in her room, which one can still visit there in their home, their beautiful home in Lisieux, there was a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Victory. And this statue of Our Lady of Victory, which is now known as the Lady of the Smile, she turned towards Saint Therese and smiled. And Therese, in that very instant, became well. And of course, it was known throughout her life that that was a moment of great miracle. Soon thereafter, she received her first Holy Communion, and she determined that she too would enter the Carmel with her older sisters. And so indeed, she sought permission without success, and we know that she went to the Pope in Rome, to Pope Leo XIII of happy memory, who sent her back to her own bishop and said, "You need to ask him and do what he says." And he, who had refused at first, told her to go and join the Carmel of Lisieux, and there she entered. She was not to be there very long. She did quite a lot of good, and her spirituality grew by all leaps and bounds. Of course, she is not only the author of many, many beautiful letters that I recommend, but also the author of her autobiography, which her sister, who became the Mother Superior of the Carmel there ordered her to write, and it is called The Story of the Soul. It's a very short book. It's only about 100 pages or so, and it is among the most wonderful of the writings of the church. In fact, it was this in particular which led for her to be declared a doctor of the church, along with her patroness, Saint Teresa of Jesus of Avila, after whom she was named. In the meantime, she became the sacristan of the convent and took care of the linens and the chalices and so forth. And so that is one of the precedents for the nuns of the church to take care of the sacred vessels of the church, even if, of course, they're not ordained anything. They are religious and they have perpetual vows, but they are not ordained. Soon enough, however, she began to show signs of debilitation. And then she began to spit blood, and it was found that she had tuberculosis. Of course, this was the great saint maker of the 19th century. My own patron saint, Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, died of the same thing, but many, many other saints of the 19th century died of tuberculosis. And so she was to suffer tremendously from this disease of her lungs and also eventually the legs. And Saint Bernadette Soubirous, Saint Marie Bernard, also died of tuberculosis. It was a great saint maker of the 19th century. And eventually she died on September the 30th, the feast of Saint Jerome, in 1897 at the age of 24. She was beatified and then canonized by Pope Pius XI of happy memory in the great year of the anniversary of the salvation of mankind. And so today we turn to her, and before she died, she said, "I will spend my heaven." Of course, no one knows for sure if he or she is going to heaven except those who have received a special private revelation, which they are free to believe, that they are going to heaven. And she said, "I am going to spend my heaven casting down graces from heaven like petals of flowers of roses to those who have devotion to me." And of course, she's always pictured with flowers, especially roses. And there is a tradition of the 24 Glory Be Chaplet of Saint Therese. And one of the things that is very, very real about it is that when one starts a novena of this chaplet of the 24 Glory Bees, one asks her to send one a rose. Oftentimes, a rose of a certain color, whether it's red or blue or whatever color. And if she is going to answer your prayer favorably before the 9 days are over, you will receive a rose of the color that you have specified. And I and my mother are testimony of this. Not only did she send us roses, but a rose bush that had been dead for a long, long time, at the end of the novena that we made, bloomed all of a sudden with the color of rose that my mother had asked for. So it is real and it works, and I recommend it. And so as a result, she is called the Little Flower, Saint Therese of Lisieux. And we pray to her, and we pray that we may have greater and stronger devotion to Jesus Christ, the child Jesus, and to his holy face through her, the Little Flower, Saint Therese of the child Jesus of the holy face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.